When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Uh-oh, Jackson, you've done it. You have enraged the coach.
Please don't. Smooth Criminal, great song by Michael Jackson.
Canceled. Michael Jackson canceled.
No, Michael Jackson's not canceled. He's dead. I hate that cover song.
Believe he's not, by the way.
What?
He's not dead? So he's like a Tupac?
You've never seen that? There's ambulance footage where they brought somebody out.
He has a podcast. It's I'm Not Dead.
Wow.
It was him under a jacket or something. I don't know.
That's Alien Ant Farm, right?
Yes, correct.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Cover.
I'm sorry, Wiggy. The last thing I want to do is offend you, but
I think that's
one of the best covers of all time.
Smooth Criminal, such a great song, like Michael Jackson. There are some songs that you just don't cover.
We're kind of one note today so far. We're very rocky. We're not. We don't have any other genres.
Oh, balance when it comes to genres.
Hey, Nelly.
Suggestions.
Yeah, Nelly. We did Nelly, but that was just because we talked about St. Louis.
That was pretty good, though.
When are we going to launch Christmas music? Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. I like to wait on that. I don't like to rush the season. But
Jesus is always here.
And Santa's always watching.
I think that's a pretty good cover, Wiggy.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. There are just some artists that you shouldn't cover. Like, don't try to cover. It's very difficult to cover Michael Jackson. Don't try to cover Bob Marley. Stay away from trying to cover Journey.
Right.
There are just certain things that I can't.
What a mix.
Well, the actual Journey band now is a cover band.
And it doesn't work.
I hate to break it.
You went to the show and it don't work.
I know you don't like Filipino Journey,
right.
As you call
Wiggy,
it.
Can you share your thoughts on the new Journey?
Oh, Greg, you went to Filipino Journey and
because you love him, and I know we have to get back to the news, but have you listened to any of the new Steve Perry Christmas album?
No.
Just came out last week.
Oh, wow. I will
check
that out. I love Steve Perry.
You love Steve Perry.
Love him.
He did something really cool. His old man, his late father, was a lounge singer or something. I'm working late because I'm a singer. He took some of his recordings and then did duets with him.
Oh, wow.
Like
the Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole thing.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Check that. That is like one of the biggest, whatever you call it, your moonshot.
Yeah.
Is to get the original Journey back together.
That would be your moonshot.
I would go to that concert.
Musical moonshot.
Yeah, I would go to that concert.
Are they all still alive?
I mean, I don't know, but I know Steve Perry's alive.
All right. Anyway, back to it's a Tie Tuesday. Tie Law coming up at 9 this morning. But back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
This is a scary story. A guy in Danvers, 34-year-old Ryan Muldroon, has been accused of threatening to shoot up a packed movie theater of people going to go see Wicked over the weekend inside the Liberty Tree Mall. Uh-oh. So Muldroon was arraigned yesterday. He pled not guilty, saying he was just singing some rap lyrics.
Oh, a case of mistaken lyrical... Yeah. Threats.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So he was said he was singing rap lyrics.
Right.
Not threatening to shoot up everybody who was going to see Wicked.
Yes.
Okay. What song? I might have missed this one as a hip hop fan. Does the rapper reference shooting up the Wizard of Oz?
I don't.
I think that was Lil Poopy.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. We have some courtroom audio.
Okay. All right.
The defendant is actively telling people in the movie theater, I'm going to shoot all of you in the head. And the police report states that the defendant was sitting directly in the row behind the victims.
Oh, my God. That would be it for me. That would be it.
That's one of your biggest irrational fears.
Yeah. Jeez. And I have to say, going to go see Wicked, it did not cross my mind
it
once.
It didn't? Okay, good.
We're past the Rubicon.
Yeah.
Greg, question?
Yes.
What's the lady wearing a mask for?
They still wearing them.
Well, they say there's a really bad stomach virus going around right now.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I know a few people that are out with it.
I would have one rule if I was hosting for Thanksgiving. If you show up in a mask, I'll just kindly ask you to go somewhere else.
Right. It's like, Curtis, I was walking through the airport, and people are wearing them, but they're wearing them under their chins, literally having conversations with people, you know, 2 inches 2 inches away from them.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah,
just let it go. It is what it is.
It reminds me of the time where you could go to a restaurant and you had to have your mask on around other people, except when you were eating spitting food all over everybody else.
That was my favorite on the plane. You had to have it on unless you were eating, which is like, so COVID stops when you eat? Yeah. Think of the idiocy.
It's bad.
It's our new normal. I was on the plane, and the dumb lady in front of me gets on the plane and then is sitting on the plane and asks the flight attendant for a mask.
For a mask on the plane.
Yeah, you were walking in the whole airport. You're sitting out there in the terminal, and as soon as you get on the plane, you go, you know what? Excuse me, miss, can I get a mask? Yeah. I was like, what a moron.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, from time to time, we do go to your happy place, Greg. We go to Nantucket.
Yes, my favorite place in the world.
And this is a pretty good story. High school students on Nantucket tried to rent Edith Stone Lentini's property on Airbnb to throw a little Halloween shindig.
Okay.
The inquiry was allegedly from a mom of one of the students. Okay. It read, they just want to do a fun dress-up get-together to take some photos and eat some pizza, you know? It wouldn't even really be a party. I will leave the house spotless, and I'm sure nothing will be ruined.
Okay.
Edith felt the inquiry was sketchy, so she ignored it.
Okay.
The high schoolers then reportedly took matters into their own hands, breaking into the house and throwing the party anyway.
Damn.
The Nantucket Police Department called Edith around 10 p.m. on November 1st to ask if she knew that a party was going on. She told them no, of course. There is an investigation into the entire thing. Edith flew out to her house. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the listing of the house.
It's a nice crib.
It's worth around $3 million. Cool, okay. $3 million. And she's talked to the Nantucket Current, Edith did, saying they took all the pictures and mirrors off the walls. They took all the pillows off the sofa and put them in the basement. They moved all the furniture aside, rolled up my white carpet and moved it into the screened-in porch and moved my TV.
They were polite and courteous partiers.
Yes, she says, as much as I'm upset about it, they did take care of my house.
Hi, this is Edith, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers.
That was Edith back in the news.
So now you have to worry if you're putting your place up on Airbnb and there's an inquiry and you say no, the people are going to go there and have a party anyway.
Because I'm sure the kids were just checking to see if it was still up there, and then they knew it was going to be empty that
week. Can't they find another house rather than get a B&E charge?
There's some big issue for Thanksgiving in New Jersey with the Airbnb. We got two Airbnbs because the whole entire family, there's like 20 people, and
is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Apparently the township in New Jersey has some sort of ordinance on how many people you can have in the house.
Oh, so it's not like a brothel?
I guess. Or so
isn't that a brothel where prostitutes go?
Yeah, but that's what they will.
Just saying. Or they're just worried about. I don't know why they do it. I have no. But the one guy is like an absolute hardo about it, and is like, I need an exact amount of people that are going to be staying, sleeping. Who you know, you can't have the whole full Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah. What?
In the you know, you can't have it in my house. It's gonna have to be in the. It's like. Yeah.
Well, that's the part of the Airbnb, though, right? Don't they get to lay down the rules?
But if you own the house in the township, you should be able to have as many people as you want in it.
Yes. Like,
not for that. If you're renting it out as an
Airbnb. Especially for a holiday?
Yeah, but if you're the Airbnb owner, you lay down rules, or like the story we just talked about.
Yeah, maybe the guy just is. Maybe it's not like he says it's an ordinance, but maybe it's not.
He's probably like, listen, I don't want 50 people in my house tearing it up.
I'm sure the people that create these ordinances do not follow them themselves. Kind of like when Gavin Newsom was out at French Laundry when every restaurant had to close.
Right. All right, what's next?
We now know the most hated Thanksgiving foods. There's a top 10.
Oh, wow.
And we can go through them. So
I got to believe that the green bean casserole is on there.
It
that
is.
That thing, people want, I don't know why people want that.
Gross.
I don't need it.
Like, my cousin Jennifer wants that on Thursday. Like, it's disgusting, the green bean casserole. But what is it?
So number 10 is carrots.
Okay.
All right.
People do carrots with, like, brown sugar or something like that.
Hold the carrots.
I don't mind that. It's,
Number 9 is pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Really?
Which will also be confusing because we're going to go to the most popular pies next.
Okay.
But. Number 8, coleslaw.
Gross.
I love coleslaw.
Yep.
Love some good southern slaw.
I love
that's
coleslaw.
A big thing in the South, guess, at Thanksgiving. Oh.
Love slaw.
I would never think. That's like, coleslaw is good for one thing and one thing only, and that's you put it on a pulled pork sammy.
I love some good slaw.
Okay.
Number 7, mashed potatoes.
7? Wow. Just chimes specifically?
Probably. Number 6, green bean casserole.
Okay.
Gross. Yeah.
Number 5, cranberry sauce.
Oh,
I don't
definitely.
Like it either.
I would have had that at number 1.
Like I don't like it at all.
You have to have cranberries.
I don't like it, no.
It's actually America, you don't.
Number 4, yams.
Nope.
But isn't yams just sweet potatoes?
Yeah,
I'm always confused by
it. Yeah, they are.
I'm confused by that one.
Because I like sweet potatoes, but I feel like I don't like yams.
You probably don't like the word.
Yeah, maybe. It's all about the marketing.
Oh, the yams. Oh, she got some yams on her. Yeah.
Yams has a bad PR department.
Yeah, they do.
Number 3.
It's attached to yam bag, and people are like, wait a minute, why am I a yam bag?
Number 3, ham.
What?
Ham?
Yep.
Is it
sorry, Wiggy?
Yeah. Aha. I don't get it.
Thank you very much.
No. I wouldn't be taking a victory lap yet.
Oh, really?
Number 2, stuffing or dressing.
Okay. What?
And number 1, turkey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because there are some people who don't like turkey.
Yeah, so they did it all by percentages. So 35% of people in America don't like turkey.
See?
Bingo.
My dad's one of them.
They like
my dad
ham
like
more
turkey.
Than they like turkey.
My dad doesn't like ham, though, either.
I got to tell you, I like jamon. I don't like ham.
If you don't like ham or turkey, what do you eat on Thanksgiving? I know that we had some chicken palm that we used to make, but...
My dad has steak.
Not everybody's Italian.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Why, he doesn't like turkey?
No, my mom makes him a steak.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. And then she dresses him.
So a steak.
Isn't that what your mom does? Is
she lays out his clothes. She doesn't have to actually. My dad is very capable. God bless. Very healthy man.
No, but she's in control. That's because she wants him to wear
she likes him to look nice.
Yeah. Wow. What would happen if your dad, who is the sweetheart of a guy, came downstairs in an outfit that was not laid out for him?
Oh, I think my dad could pick out some nice outfits, but if it was something my mom didn't love, then she would say, please.
Go back upstairs and change.
Yeah. Santo does not like when I do that.
And they go there when it comes to their choice of attire. It's Coastal Swinger. Right?
No, it's not Swinger at all. They're very monogamous, the two of them.
Could you imagine John Cox, who grew up listening or listened to this radio station forever? His daughter gets the opportunity. He's so thrilled, and now he realizes that the show he used to love talks about him and his sex life.
That's because his daughter brought it up.
Well, yeah, Courtney did.
I thought it was an interesting fact that the neighborhood I grew up in, I found out later in life, happened to have a lot of swingers.
It was a swingers community.
No, it wasn't a community of swingers. Right. And it's like, we live there. My Aunt Kathy, they live there. My grandparents live there. No, they're not. They're not.
How do you grow up in a neighborhood? Or not you. I get you. But your parents lived there a long time.
They knew.
Right. They knew.
Right. But they didn't partake.
Auntie Kathy, no.
No, and didn't partake.
Where's Auntie Kathy? We got to get the perfect money shot.
What in the world?
And then we were in Florida. We met a...
Their best friends.
Their best friend.
Okie,
and they
Mary
said,
Ellen.
We're right around the corner from a nude pool. Right.
No, you guys
and
told them.
And you said,
them.
Is that code?
No, but there was a...
You guys told them.
How's the Wi-Fi?
The guy, then they ended up talking to the bald-headed guy, and he was like, oh, yeah, the nude pool. So I was just, I backed away.
Interesting.
Oh, I didn't tell you what I saw yesterday when I went, took a run over to Trader Blow's. I don't know how you feel about this, but there was a dog, lovely, lovely dog, tied up outside of Trader Joe's.
Hate.
Nobody around, probably inside shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it.
Douche
move.
Is it a douche move?
Of course.
It really bothered me. It was literally like I came walking out and the thing was out there. Stopped to see, put my hand out to see if he or she was okay with petting.
Mm-hmm.
And was. But nobody came along.
How long was the dog out there for? If it's a quick run in and run out, then that's not an issue.
Would you leave your kid tied up outside?
Right.
No.
Can go in a store. Right. A dog can't.
The only way that's okay is if you're running in to grab a coffee. Like, legitimately, you've already ordered it. You can't bring the dog in, so you run into Dunk's
like
or Starbucks.
Like Bamboo Juice Bar, where you can still see the dog outside, but you can bring your dog into Bamboo Juice Bar.
Right, or maybe, Annie's on the corner there.
Maybe that's the situation here, that he had to run in and grab something.
Greg said that he was out there with the dog.
But you realize dogs, it's not, they're cool with being tied up.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. That's what a dog is. Like, when you think back in the days, when there was horses and buggies and people had dogs, they just let them roam free. No, when they took them places.
I mean, Johnny Cakes in the Twitch chat is like, oh my God, Greg, come on, who cares? Like, I guess people don't
care. It's not
care.
Like they...
Oh, it always makes me sad. I'm always so nervous. Like, what if somebody steals your dog,
Well,
too?
See, that's one thing, stealing the dog. But the dog, you're not harming the dog if you tie a dog up. Like, I don't know. Uh-huh. You know in the South that a lot of people leave their dogs out overnight?
Oh, my gosh.
And they tie them up?
Because a lot of people do it doesn't make it right.
No, but there's nothing wrong. What's wrong about tying a dog up on a long leash?
Tying a dog up in the middle of the city.
Yeah, you guys are just from a different world.
With all kinds of random people coming around. To me,
you're from
Wiggy, that's different. If you have a dog behind your house.
Tied up.
But that's, I don't know if tied up, but if you're by the seaport, you're inside shopping for 20 minutes and your poor dog's just sitting there tied up.
Yeah, you guys are just from a whole different world.
Leave the thing at home. Like if you're going to go for,
but maybe that person took him on a walk.
No.
I get if somebody ties a dog up during a storm and leaves dog out there, but I don't get what's. Because this is kind of like what dog snobbery.
The dog's probably so scared.
No.
It's outside, tied up to a pole, doesn't know where the owner went.
Where you look down upon people who might tie their dog up.
I'm not looking down on anyone. I just would never do it.
No, you say it's wrong. But it's not wrong when there are, a lot of people in the South. There are these leashes that they have in backyards that they tie from tree to tree.
Yeah, my friend's dog unfortunately died on one of those. So
right,
be careful.
So they have those.
Yeah, but if you're in the seaport.
They did. Darby's dog.
Courtney has a story about
that. They found the dog. We were in elementary school. They found the dog hanging because it was running back and forth and it got tangled.
So. I will never forget, we're driving on a lovely night to Capitol Grill. Wiggy's ripping Florida. And it's whatever the highway is to Naples. And Courtney just totally matter-of-factly states, oh, this is where that girl was abducted and killed 6 years ago.
Yeah. Can we stop and throw flowers?
I was like,
well,
okay.
I have that SNL Debbie Downer skit sometimes. I'm like, womp, womp.
Yeah.
They're eating the dogs.
Oh, no.
They're eating the cats.
They're eating the pets of the people
that song.
Who live there.
you dog snobbery
just,
people.
I'm not a snob.
No,
just
there are a lot of people
threw
who
me
do
for
it.
A loop. Like, don't, I just don't.
It's not a bad thing if you got to run in a store and you can't bring your dog in. You tie the dog up outside real quick.
Yeah.
And you go in the store. It's that, you know, it's not like you're leaving the dog out there for 2 hours.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the news.
Just quickly, we have the three favorite pies for people come Thanksgiving. So it completely contradicts the last story I did.
Mm-hmm.
But the top three pies, number three, pecan.
All right.
Number two, apple. Number one, pumpkin.
Thank you. Redemption is mine.
So there you go.
Nothing beats pumpkin pie.
And Redemption song rejoin?
Oh, great song.
As long as it's not a cover. And didn't the Mrs. O.G. Hill, didn't she do like a pecan pie?
She did the pecan pie, yes. Right. But I'm a pumpkin person.
Oh, okay.
You're also a pecan, not pecan?
Pecan or pecan. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me.
If you had the option and calories were not relevant and you could have a pizza pie or any other pie, which would you choose?
What do you mean? What's
like a pie, like a pizza?
Like a pizza
or a pie?
Or a pie.
Oh, pizza
oh,
all
pizza,
day.
Pizza, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Pizza not that crazy.
Long. All right. Thank you, Courtney. That's the news. And speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Kristaps Porzingis is back. He helped the Celtics get to a 126-94 win over the Clippers in the second of a back-to-back for the guys. That is the biggest point differential in a win for the Celtics so far this season. They're now off until Friday for an NBA Cup game in Chicago. The Bruins are looking to keep the winning streak alive when it comes to games under Joe Sakho tonight, taking on the Canucks at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7. It is the return of Jake DeBrusque. And Jim Montgomery got his first win as the Blues head coach. Monday Night Football had the Ravens beat the Chargers 30-23. And that's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 39 degrees in Boston. Most cloudy skies after 9:49.